ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति।
हमारे मीठे मीठे बाबा को
टू आर स्वीटेस्ट स्वीटेस्ट बाबा बाबा लाइक्स सर्टेन वर्ड्स वेरी मच एंड इन मुरली
बार बार आते हैं
दीज वर्ड्स आर रिपीटेड ऑफन। You must all have noticed this. What are those words which Baba likes so much? The first word is one. At times Baba say that we just belong to only one. One power. And one force, concentration, solitude. There are certain words which is connected to the word ek in Hindi, which means one. So Baba likes these words. And the second word which Baba likes is sada, which means always, always. Be stable, always be happy, always be enthusiastic. So Baba underlines this word, always. So today I got the topic, one power, one trust. Baba has all the power with him and we have so much faith or trust in him. And based on this trust, we are making impossible things to possible. And the greatest example in amongst us is, in front of us is Brahma Baba's life. With this part of one power, and one trust. Let us slide forward. There are a lot of senior brothers and sisters, but in front of Brahma Baba, during the time of establishment, there was nobody to support Baba or guide or to see and follow. But Baba had complete trust in Shiv Baba. That Shiv Baba is the creator and Shiv Baba created the yajna and all are his children. It is his task and this will definitely lead to success. Baba had so much trust in Shiv Baba. Baba passed all papers easily and was always able to remain light, carefree and always be happy. In a lawsuit too, when certain paper come in front of people, they become unstable and start thinking what will happen. Baba is there and the word but follows the sentence. Baba is incorporeal. You need somebody in the physical form to listen and to speak out and they forget that there is only one which will listen to you, who is almighty, all-powerful, who is with everyone and who has promised to be with the children in difficult times. Baba's promise is that children, Baba is with you. But because of our weakness, we do not have complete trust in Baba. We cannot say that it's one's power and others' trust. No, it's not like that with one person and with another person trust. A father is almighty, all powerful, but when certain situation or obstacles come in our path, we start to think about worldly beings. And we think about certain brothers and sisters and think that if this person was here, things must have been much more easy. But Baba reminds us again that you should have complete power in one power and one strength, one full trust. Baba says, if you have mixed charity in your remembrance, Baba will also stay aloof. So we have to understand that our remembrance should be unadulterated and there shouldn't be any other's remembrance in the remembrance of Baba. And we should check how much faith and trust we have towards Baba. We have to check this because nowadays Maya is coming in front of us in a variety of ways. And but Maya is coming in different ways. People start saying that Baba is not in Sakar form, nor in Avyakt form. Baba stopped coming. Baba has promised that Baba will be there till the end. If Baba is not coming here, Baba must be coming in some other form. And people lose faith. And Maya takes that opportunity. If there is some kind of doubt in a person, Maya takes that chance and children start to wander and then leave the path. In the current time, you can see a lot of subtle war from Maya. People lose faith and the intellect starts to wander. That's why Baba says, Chal, the power of just one who is almighty authority, you receive three powers from him. And if you have these three powers, the faith won't be broken. The first power is the power of silence. If any situation comes, remain silent. Have courage. Remember Baba. And the power of silence will solve many problems. When the problems or exams come, if you're not silent, people start to get upset and become restless. That's why, according to the time, you have to imbibe this power inside. And you have to learn how to silence your mind. With the power of silence, there's a lot of power that's accumulated inside. So you have to check inside, firstly. Do you have the power of silence inside? This is called as the power of remembrance. How much the soul remains in the original peaceful stage and is connected with Baba, that person will have the power of remembrance. When there is power of remembrance, even if different situation comes, the person will be able to easily cross that problem. Everyone will have to face one or the other problem. In the ocean, waves doesn't come, that's not possible. But in certain oceans, certain seas have seen it's silent. But usually, there are waves in the oceans. And it comes in front of everyone. Different kinds of problems should be faced by everyone. In the kingdom of Maya, we have challenged to transform this land into the land of paradise. We have to create paradise. We have challenged this. So you have to check how much power of remembrance you have inside. How much you are able to remain in your original silence, peaceful state. And how much you are constantly connected with Baba, then the power of silence will work. If any situation comes, if there is power inside, you'll be able to solve, easily cross that situation. The second power that you should have is, in this power, lot of people are lazy, and this power is in proper Brahman. That is the power of purity. It is the most elevated form of power. there is a lot of positivity in purity. There won't be any kind of negative waste thoughts. In such person, there will be power of purity. For a pure soul, even if obstacles come in a very large form in front of that person, they will be able to solve that. So you have to remember this, that you have succeeded in the past many cycles. People will also start to say that this will happen. When Baba left the body in 1969, there were a lot of upheaval in the yajna. I'm telling about my experience. I was really young. Maybe I was 13 years old. And I got the news of Baba leaving the body. And I was at my home. It was in the month of January and it was winter, very cold. And there was firewood, and we were sitting around that firewood. And when father got the letter, my father was really upset, because Baba promised that Baba will remain till end. But when Baba left the body, there was a lot of upheaval inside. And then my father said, this letter is false. Who wrote this? It's not possible. And after reading that letter, there are a lot of questions that came in my father's head. From where will the Murli come? Who will guide? What will happen to the institution? What will happen? So, when the next information came, there were a lot of questions that came to my father's mind, and there were a lot of discussion. I didn't know Baba is so powerful, and Baba being avyakt, they didn't even think about that such a situation will happen. Even Dadis never thought that Baba will leave them. In such a state of upheaval, when Baba came, if Baba had not come on 21st of January, I feel that upheaval wouldn't have finished. When Baba came, Baba made everyone very light. Baba just said that Baba is always with you. Baba just shifted one room to another. When you remember me, I'll come. But you have to revise the mulli that being said by Sarkar. And whatever children say, whenever you children call, Baba will come. Baba has not left you. The Baba made everyone light and then gave all the responsibility to Didi, and Baba instructed to write the letter as was done during the Sarkar time. So whatever questions was arise in people's mind, Baba made everyone light. So Baba also said that there will be people who will constantly ask you questions. They'll ask you question and say, if Baba left the body, what will happen? But after Baba being avyakt, there were a lot of the yajna progress of Lord. An expansion of yajna took place during that time. Whatever Baba said in Sarkar form, Dadi made it possible, and the foreign centers were opened, and every Dadi came together and was able to expand this yajna, and Dadi gave respect to one another. And there were a lot of power and trust in Baba, that Baba has not left us, Baba is with us. Until and unless that task of establishment is not complete, until then, Brahma Baba will not leave yajna. Brahma Baba left the Sarkar body, and we got the sustenance in the avyakt form. It's not that Baba just left. Baba left us. Baba did not leave us. Baba will give assistance through avyakt form. And now you can have avyakt connection with Baba constantly. There is no bondage of the body, bondage of the place. Whenever you want, you can remain in your avyakt form now and connect to Baba. Most of the people's faith and trust is lost, and they forgot that Baba promised, until and unless the task of establishment is complete, until and unless the divine wish in the revelation is not over, then Brahma Baba cannot leave the yajna. And even if Baba leaves, Baba will take lot of children with them, because it is Baba's promise that Baba will take everyone together. When Baba has promised us, why should we lose our faith towards Baba? If we lose such faith, then Maya is taking the chance. The reason is the power of purity is not there. People have become weak in purity. Baba says, child, whatever the nature of problems are, how much of your problems come, always remember that you are sitting in the boat of truth. And it is said about the boat of truth that the boat of truth will never sink. It might shake, but it will never sink. Because God Almighty Authority, ever powerful, is the one who is taking this boat forward. I'll give an example. When there is a management course, there's a story that's been said most of the time. In a flight, the flight started shaking, and whoever was sitting inside the flight started yelling, and there was one child who was not tensed. He was very silent, and even after seeing every people crying, that child was very peaceful. And everyone started asking the children, why are you so cool? Everyone are yelling and crying. How come you are so silent? When everyone asked the child, are you not scared? This flight is constantly shaking. The child said, I'm not scared. And they asked why. And then he said, the one who is taking this flight is my father. How will my father allow me to die? This child has so much trust and faith in the father. And everyone were yelling, but this child was silent. Do you have such faith in the father? Who is our pilot? Who is the one who established this institution? Who is the one who is taking this institution forward? Who is your friend? It's nobody other than Almighty Authority. We have praised Him a lot. Do you have that experience, or is it that you're praising just outside? When God Almighty Authority, All Powerful, who is the protector of all, is my own Father, then how much ever the problems come, how much ever the obstacles we have to face, you should have one power, one strength, one trust and one faith. Until and unless there's no revelation that's happening, whatever the nature of the paper is, you should not shake or become upset. One who is becoming upset or is in upheaval is the one who gets doubt what will happen tomorrow. We are not worried about the death or not worried about tomorrow. because we have complete faith in Rama. Whatever happens in Rama, it will be for the benefit of all. Now, Corona has come. Tomorrow, something might happen. People start thinking about this and make themselves very heavy. And Baba said earlier that all these have to happen. You just have to become fearless. You have to remain with Baba based on His power. You have to cross these situations and also make others fearless. If you remain in this state, whatever the nature of the paper is, you'll be able to cross this paper. Baba wants to make the children achal ghar. It is said about Angad. He is remembered that nobody was able to take the leg of Angad, was not able to shake the leg even a bit. That much trust we have, we should have towards Baba. Whatever Maya's paper or problems or obstacles are, we should not be shaken even in a thought. The basis of making an elevated stage is elevated thoughts. If you have to make a stable, unshakable stage, you should have elevated thoughts inside. You have to remain in one thought, that I am that soul who was victorious in all the cycles. In every scene of drama, there's a secret and there's a benefit, because this drama is beneficial. And the creator and director is none other. Supreme actor, principal actor, is none other than my father. When it's my father, everything will be beneficial, and in this drama, it's not possible for me, for bad things to happen to me. This secret that's hidden in every situation. Bad things are happening only to those who doesn't have faith. There are many children of Baba who feel that they are very understanding and mature. And in that ego, they are adding their own opinions in the Srimad. Because of this influence, they take their feet from this boat to another boat. But if you have complete faith that Baba's all power is with me, whatever paper come, when Baba meets Kumars and Kumaris, Baba says, suppose if any illness comes, if something happens to you, if nobody is giving you the water or food, will you want somebody with you? After 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, if this situation comes, people become shaken inside. Who will think about me? Who will take care of me? People start to think that I have become old. Who will help me now? You need support. But I've seen many Kumars. Whatever people comes, they have complete faith. If you have complete trust in Baba, Baba will make impossible possible. Because Baba has thousand hands, powerful hands. Baba has thousand hands. Baba will take the help of someone to help you. But you should have complete faith. I went to a place in a gathering of Kumars. One brother was doing good service in a center. He did not take care. He did not look at the home, no center. So he was completely into service. One, he was driving a scooter and then he met with an accident, he fell down, he broke his leg. But he had this thought that I'll never inform the Laukikans because I have not contacted Loki for a long time, so he had complete faith that whatever happens, Baba will help. Lot of Kumars came and took him to hospital and did service to the doctor. He had to take rest for 3-4 days, 3-4 months. Every single Kumar took care of this brother. He didn't have the need of the sister nor the Lokit home. He had complete courage and faith. And this person was sharing the experience, said that, "I never thought about this, that even without me asking, people are helping me. If there is one faith and one power, everything will be possible. But if there is one single weak thought, Maya will hit you hard. And people become influenced by Maya, and Maya will take over the power. People start to think that somebody should be there, who will listen to me." And Baba says, "Child, I have 1,000 years. If you say with truthful heart, I'll listen to you. If there is a mistake, mix charity in the truth. Even if Baba hears, he won't listen. If you really require the help and support of Baba, do not lose your trust with Baba. Even 1% of doubt should not be there in the trust. That's why it said that if you have a faithful intellect, always wins. Faithful intellect always will be always victorious. Whatever happens in drama, put a full stop to it. It's drama bindi. There's one more bindi that you have to add, that me, the soul, was a victorious soul in every single cycle, and whatever happens in drama, it will be beneficial, and in that scene there is benefit hidden, and nothing bad can happen to me because my father is a beneficial one, and nothing bad will happen to me. If you have complete faith in this, Baba will help you out, Baba's power will help you out, and you will be victorious. So one power, one trust. This is a deep topic. Churn about this and make your state stable, very light and flying state. In if you are in flying state, even if dark clouds come, that it won't scare them. They'll keep on flying. So we should keep on flying with Baba. The situation will come, talks will be there. Do not pay your attention to that. And it's a fact that true religion has to be established. So keep on establishing, keep on having faith with Baba. Om Shanti.
Thank you. song.